Angels. Hey, my angels. Welcome back, baby. Welcome back to Talks with Ty, the podcast. Y'all gonna beat me up, okay? Because we're working on some things for the rest of the year. This is the fourth quarter of 2022. Okay, so we're working on consistency. Okay. We're working on, make sure I bring this out so it's like in front of my mouth. Oh no, this don't, it don't want to stay down, y'all. Hold on. Let's bring it down that tight. So we're working on, hope you guys can hear me good. We're working on consistency and just staying the course, okay? I'm working on non-procrastination, so not procrastinating on anything, all right? So I am definitely working on myself, as I have been probably for the past couple of years. And I'm just continuing that process. So, welcome back. Let's get into this episode. Tonight, I'm going to be shedding some layers of me about what's going on with me in a recent situation that I've had with someone that I love very much. Tonight's episode is about temporary discomfort for permanent growth. Normally, I come up here on Tuesday and I try to do, you know, Talks with Ty Tuesdays. That's my thing. Talks with Ty Tuesdays, Spill the Tea Thursdays. Okay. That's my goal. Tuesdays and Thursdays to upload. But this past weekend, I had a situation happen to me that left me, it just didn't sit well on my spirit. If you are an angel, I appreciate you. If you're returning, then welcome back. If you're new here, welcome home, angel. If you've been following me on social media and you kind of see what I do, then you know that I have this show with my mother. It's called My Mommy and Me. And the show is basically me and my mother, real raw, uncut. I'm going to give you a little back history. I don't want to tell you too much, but I need to tell you enough to catch you up. My mom did not raise me, okay? My mother is a recovering addict. She's been clean for some years now, several years now. And I love her very much. At a very young age, my father, at about 5 or 6 months, my father went and got me from my mother, and my father raised me. My father's side of the family, I've been with them ever since. My mom, you know, her addiction, she was just in her addiction for several years. All of my childhood, you know, my mom didn't really come into my life until, you know, my later teen years. So maybe about my last 2 years of high school or so, my mom kind of came into my life, and we have been building and trying to restore ever since. So with that, some years ago, I was active duty and I went and got my mom off the street and I brought her with me, and we've kind of been building the relationship ever since then. We both had our shortcomings. Neither of us is perfect. I am not a perfect daughter. She's not a perfect mother, but I love her. And I just want to see her do great, which she is doing freaking amazing. I just thank God for her and her journey and her voice. Okay. I do believe that my mother has a gift. And when God put on my heart for me to even start speaking, I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know what God wanted me to do. I didn't know how the universe wanted me to even do this, but I knew that this had to happen. And so I was like, I took a look in my house one day, and it was me, my mom, and my two sons. And I'm just like, I'm gonna record this because we are hilarious and we are love and we are not perfect, but we're perfectly imperfect. And I'm gonna share it with the world. And that's how My Mommy and Me was created. And it first started off, we just used to kick the bobo. We used to sit up on Facebook and We would go live and we would just talk about whatever we were going through at that time, our day, whatever it looked like, whatever. I mean, it was raw. And people loved it. It instantly became a hit. It gained a lot of followers on, it got a lot of traffic, on Facebook. And it was great. And we really enjoyed doing it. Time goes forward and life happens. My mother made some decisions and she chose to leave me and my children. And I had to let her do that. I had to let her, as much as I didn't want her to go, as much as I knew what I knew, she had to figure that out for herself. There is a lot I'm not telling you. There's a lot of ups and downs, highs and lows. There is a lot of pain, okay? There is a lot of heartbreak. There is a lot of love. There is a lot of frustration. There is even more love, but there's a lot that I'm not sharing. Stories of me and my mother. Long story short, I love her, and we're here now. I retired out of the Navy. I relocated back home to where I'm at, where we're from, and we resumed my mommy and me. My thing with it this time was, if we're going to do it, let's do it right, right? Because we're living in a day and age of digital whatever. I'm sitting here in front of you, and people are really booming. I know that had me and my mother never stopped my mommy and me, we would be in a, we probably wouldn't need to work. I'm going to say that because it's so fruitful. The show is so fruitful. And we talk about what it is to be, she's very open about her past. And I know that that helps somebody. And I'm very open about being a daughter of an addict and how we try to figure that out. This past weekend, fast forward, bringing this up to the what happened, me and my mother got into it really, 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 really bad. And I was pissed. If we gonna keep it funky, let's keep it funky. She pissed me off. I will share more in detail, but I haven't talked to my mom. This is just me getting what I feel like I need to get off my chest. And hopefully this helps somebody if you're going through what I'm going through. Now, she pissed me off. I had a friend in from out of town, a good girlfriend of mine. She invited me over. I was a little hesitant to even go there because I know my mother. And as much as you love somebody, when they show you who you are, when they show you who they are, believe them. You know, my mother, my mother is my mother, okay? She ain't changing, not for me, not for nobody. And I don't expect her to. Let me turn this off. Okay, so my bad. I had to get up for a second. But my mother is my mother, and that's what I expect her to be. I expect her to be who she is. And that's why I was hesitant to even take my friend over to her house. My homegirl, she like, well, it's Sunday. Y'all normally do mommy and me on Sundays. I would love to see it. Come on, you know, let's just go over there. I like to be a part of the audience because I've watched the show and I love it. So I'm like, okay. We gonna go since you wanna see it. Cool. Now, prior to this past weekend, my mom had her birthday party. And when my friend told me, which my friend surprised me, and I mentioned it to my mom, hey, my friend is coming in, so this Sunday we won't be doing my mommy and me. And she was like, okay, no problem. That makes sense. Your friend's coming. Cool. I can't speak for my mother. I do not know how her mind operates. But here we are, Sunday. She calls me. She's like, you and your friend coming over. I'm going to get some food. I tell her, I don't know if we're going to make it because she's here. I'm taking her sightseeing, this, that, and the third. She's like, well, are we doing my mommy and me? And I say, Ma, remember I told you my friend was here. You know, I'm probably not going to make it to do the episode. And she says, well, I told everybody we was doing it. And I say, okay, why did you do that if we've already discussed? Well, I don't know why I did it. Okay, I let that go. Moving right along. My friend's like, come on, let's go. You should do it, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, cool. I go to my mother's house. And while I'm there, my mother was my mother. And conversations came up about an incident that happened at her birthday. And my stepfather was there, and I made a comment to my stepfather in reference to just being figuring out how to properly communicate, being a little bit more open. And my mother interceded on what I was saying to my stepdad, and she said that he is that way, that it's her fault and she's the problem. No problem. You're admitting it's your fault. Cool. I say to my mother, you got to stop. At some point, you know, my stepfather, I know he loves you. You know that he loves you, but you can't keep expecting a person to choose you and not choose themselves. That is abusive behavior. I would never want you to get to a point where you've chosen him so much that you neglect yourself and do what's best for you. So I cannot sit here as your daughter and tell you that this is okay. I love you. I want to see your marriage thrive, work, da, 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 right? We go on. And she just wasn't receptive to that. I believe that she used my friend being present as a reason to deflect and say that she didn't feel what she said was she didn't feel like it needed to be discussed. She felt like it was a family matter. No problem. I explained to her that my friend could not hear what we were saying. We had music on. She had the TV running. Cool. You know, I felt as though she was trying to deflect, and no problem. And she just didn't like that. She went off. I responded, and it just went haywire. And words were said. These past couple years, I have learned to watch what I say because I now understand the power of words. So even when I'm upset, I still watch what I say. And, you know, I ain't gonna lie. My mother pissed me off. I told her, kiss my ass. I did, y'all. I said, kiss my ass, Kim. I ain't about to go back and forth with you. I'm out, you know. I never told her, fuck you. I never call her no bitch. I never did any of that because I'm not going to disrespect my mother. Like, that's not who I am. But I'm going to say what I need to say. You know what I'm saying? So I know y'all might judge me on that, but at least I'm being honest about what I said. You know, I was like, you know, fuck that. You got me fucked up. You're not going to talk to me crazy. I'm trying to help you. You know, those words, things went back and forth. She was saying stuff that she probably regrets saying. All in all, I meant well, right? And I wish that she could have seen the bigger picture. I wasn't trying to down her or demean her. I just wanted her to understand that you can't keep having the same repetitive behavior and think that because people love you, that they're just supposed to deal with it. Or because you have a past that they're supposed to deal with it. And y'all know how I am, can't continue to be the excuse for disrespectful and toxic behavior. That's what I'm trying to get my mother to understand. Like I told her, you do that with me and Ivory constantly. We're your children though. This man is not, he's your husband, but he's still a person. He don't have to be with you. He don't have to deal with you. And I just really wanted my mother to see that at some point you got to grow. You cannot continue to have the same mindset and do the same things over and over and expect for everybody around you to accept it, because people have boundaries. people are building healthy boundaries. We are living in a day and time where people are choosing themselves. You have more entrepreneurs than you ever have because people are tired of working for people. You have more people branching out spiritually, emotionally, getting help. It's not such a taboo anymore. Get you some help. Seek counseling so that you could change that mindset, so that you could break those barriers and grow. Because the excuse can't continue to be, oh, that's just how I am. Oh, I apologize. No, you can't apologize for something and continue to do it. I was upset, you know, because unfortunately, nothing is perfect. Relationships go through things. Marriages go through things. Family go through things. And I was so upset with my stepfather because at the time I thought it was him. But to hear my mom say that and the way that she said it, it lit a fire up in me. Now, when I expressed to her what I was expressing to her, I still wasn't being disrespectful because I'm a mother. And I don't ever want my kids, even when I'm wrong and they're telling me, I don't ever want them to disrespect me. I just truly think my mother has a problem when I put her in her place. She always has. She don't want to hear what I got to say, especially when she know that I'm right. She felt like I disrespected her in her house. So be it, you know. I am sorry that she felt that way, but I'm not sorry for what I said. So that has affected everything that we do. Now, back to before I was telling y'all the scenario, I said to myself when we started this thing back up, if we're going to do my mommy and me, we're going to do it right. I want to get the light, the proper studio equipment, proper mics. Let's turn it into a podcast. So if people can't visually see it or they miss the live, right? So if you don't tune in on YouTube and you miss the live, you can listen to it on your way to work. You can hear whatever it is that God has for us to say. You can hear it and it could be a blessing to you. So I bought the proper things. I didn't wait on my mom. I brought it. You know, I got the LLC for my mommy and me. I processed the paperwork for our trademark. I'm doing everything that I would do with my other businesses that I have. And I'm turning my mommy and me into a business. And it's just something for me and my mother to have and to know that we made our mark together, not just separately, but together. We took what the devil meant for bad and we made positive out of that. And I wanted other recovering addicts and other children of recovering addicts to know it is possible. It is a lot of work. Oh my gosh. And it's a lot of pain that you have to process through. And it's a lot of bullshit that you got to go through, but it's worth it. I felt like my mother is worth it. And I even feel like the bond that we now have and have built is worth it. But there comes a time where respect, the respect level has to be mutual. And I did not have to go as far as I did with my mom, but I was hurt. And I realized I was hurt because as I left, I was crying. And I didn't like how I felt. It really did something to me. And the fact that I always tell my mom about herself when she's wrong, she displays this type of behavior. And I feel like at some point, it's got to change. It's got to change now because now we're doing something that's bigger than me or her. And in order for this thing to develop, we got to get it together. But I don't want us to do this wrong. I want people to see that we got issues and we got problems and we're figuring it out. You know, we're figuring it out. My mother has unfortunately done a lot. She's done a lot. She's hurt me a lot. And I'm at a place in my life where I am choosing peace. I'm choosing me. And I don't want to be around someone who brings out the worst in me. I don't want to be around that type of atmosphere, that type of energy. With that being said, 80% of the time, my mother does not bring out the worst in me, but it's that other 20% that bothers me. And I'm sure, I don't know how she feels. If we ever get back to doing my mommy and me again, maybe she will say how she feels. So it's weird. It's weird. So today I wanted to talk about the temporary discomfort for permanent growth, because having somebody tell you about yourself is uncomfortable. And the reason why I know this is because I've had people tell me about myself. And I didn't want to hear that shit. But I listened. And the reason why I listened, because it's important for me to know how I make other people feel, how other people view me. Not so much as me to care about it, but if it is infectious on their life and has a negative effect on them, I need to hear that. Because either one or two things need to happen. I need to change the behavior if I care enough about that person and I want them around me, or I'm just not going to give a shit. So that kind of brings me to how I'm feeling about this situation with me and my mother. Like I said, you can't keep saying, okay, it's cool, I'm going to fix it, I'm going to change it, and then you do it again. It's either you're going to come to a point where you are going to be uncomfortable temporarily, dissect yourself, look within, and truly do the work that is necessary for the growth in you. I can't ask anybody to do something that I have not done. I have not been perfect. I fall short daily. I'm gonna say that again, y'all. I'm not perfect. I'm sipping some vodka tonight, in case y'all wanted to know. But I'm not perfect. I drink. I curse a little bit. But with the G.O.D., man, we got a good relationship. And a lot of people might say, girl, you sitting up here drinking, talking about God. Listen, you can judge me. That's okay. That's okay. I don't have a problem with that. That doesn't bother me. Long as you listening. And as long as you hear what I'm saying, then I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And I'm going to let God deal with me with my shortcomings, because I got them. I'm not sitting here coming before you like I'm perfect, because I'm not. I'm stressed out. I need a drink. What you talking about? But I also need God, you know, and that's real. I'm dealing with this emotion, and I don't know. I wanted to talk about the temporary discomfort. Because also not only am I just going through this with my mother, recently I became separated and it was hard. It was hard. And I have my days, more days than I want to. Let me say that. But there's healing happening. Not only is there healing happening within me, there is major growth. I had to forgive myself because I fell short of my marriage. I did. I had to understand why what happened happened. A lot of people will be mad at me for saying that, but it's true. I had to get my own shit together. I had to dig up all of that mess that was in me that I thought I had under control. I had to seek counseling and I had to process every emotion. And it wasn't easy. It was very uncomfortable. I was very sad and disgusted with myself by a lot of my behaviors and the audacity of me to think that I am above pain, because I'm not. But I also learned how to become a better woman and to love even that ugly part of me, to recognize it and to change the behavior if it needs to be changed. And y'all, that took me a long time. That I would say maybe the last 3 to 4 years I've been working on me, like in depth with counseling. And it has not been easy. Growth. Whew. The definition of growth: the process of increasing in physical size, something that has grown or is growing. Similar, growing, extension, widening, thickening, broadening, heightening, expanding. Discomfort, slight pain. Making of someone feeling uneasy, anxious, or embarrassed. Discomfort, pain, aches and pains, soreness, tenderness, irritation, embarrassed, abashed, stiffness, uncomfortable. These are the definitions of these words. A lot of people might say, why do I use definitions? I think we use words have power. That's number one. And understanding and dissecting a word has even more power. We communicate with words, and we say things. A lot of times we say things that we don't mean, or we misuse words. And I think when I look at a definition of a word, or if there's something that I'm saying or doing or using, it hits a little bit different for me. When I think about discomfort, it's uncomfortable. I don't like it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to be uncomfortable. I don't want to deal with anything that is making me feel uncomfortable. But the truth is that the body goes through periods of discomfort in growth. You ever heard of growing pains? That's uncomfortable. Your knees hurt. Your arms might ache. Your joints tend to be sore if you're growing in height, right? So you're experiencing those periods of discomfort to reach your maximum growth. And I think about that. Ooh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I think about that, and I think about that spiritually, right? I try to transform facts, even in the spirit realm. And in order for me to grow spiritually, I have to experience some areas of discomfort. Maybe half of that is going to be dealing with me and my own traumas and my own thought process, and then dealing with others, right? Because we're people and we operate in self, and we have to deal with other people. I mean, you can't just be in a bubble. You can, but who wants to do that? You can't. So you have to figure out, sometimes people, like you have traumas, other people have those too. And you have to figure out how to operate in those areas of discomfort, not just with yourself, but with others. And it's not easy. You got to be truthful with yourself. For a long time, I was not. A long time, I wasn't truthful with me, and I failed at a lot of things. There were so many things I wanted to do as a young girl, and even now in my adulthood, I look back and I say, I wonder if I could still do that. If you know me, then you know I love to dance, right? And I think about just taking up dance classes and just going every week and just doing it because it's something that I love to do. Now I'm older and my knees hurt. Like, I'm having really bad pain in my knees. And if you know me now, then you know that I do hair professionally. So I'm on my feet a lot. And I'm like, I'll never get to dance. Like, God, and I said this the other day. I said, God, am I not ever going to be able to dance? Like, I want to take class. I want to do that just for me. And I don't know. I didn't hear nothing back yet. God, so what's up? You know, is the sister going to be able to dance or not? But discomfort. So I know that if I want to dance, even with my knees hurting, I'm going to experience some discomfort. I'm going to experience some temporary discomfort for that permanent satisfaction of me doing what it is that I love to do. And that's just it. It's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So this has been coming to me. This topic has been coming to me in more ways than one. And I don't know if it's somebody out there that may be experiencing some temporary discomfort. I pray that what me and my mother is going through is temporary discomfort, for permanent growth separately, but also as a unit. And for this business that I believe we both want to build, I pray that it's temporary. You have to go through periods of temporary discomfort. It's uncomfortable right now. Me and my mom, we haven't talked since Sunday. I don't like that. You know, I talk to my mom every day. But I need her to understand the severity of what she's doing. And I want her to know that she has to grow. She has to grow because whatever God has for us, she can't stay in this place. She can't. She can't. I can't. I have to continue to grow. If I never grew, we wouldn't be doing things how we're doing them. You have to experience that temporary discomfort. It's vital. It's vital. You got to push through it. I always say, you know, you're going through whatever you're going through. I say grow through. Grow through. Grow through it. Because trouble is promised. We all got shit. Lord knows I am going through it right now. I got a lot going on. I want to share it with you guys. And I know that at some point God is going to put it on my heart to do so. But the timing has to be right. But your girl, I'm going through it. While I'm going through it, though, I see that it is, I'm growing. I see that what I'm going through right now, I am growing. I'm growing so much spiritually. I'm growing so much mentally. And I'm choosing things differently. I'm choosing to handle situations differently. Because don't get it fucked up. I don't play. But I'm choosing things not the same way that 22-year-old Takiya chose things. I'm choosing to deal with things differently. I may not give a situation my energy that 10 years ago I would have lost my mind about and probably would have demolished everything in front of me about. I am just, God is really doing something in me, and I hate this discomfort because where I am in the physical, and some days, even in my mental, I don't like it. I was just talking to my best friend today about, like, I don't like where I am. It's not where I feel like I'm supposed to be, and it's not comfortable. But I do feel the growth, and I do see the change for the positive and how my mindset is. So you got to take the bitter with the sweet. You know, I don't understand. I hope that this is helping somebody. I hope that it's making sense. I hope that I'm speaking into someone. Me and my mother are definitely in a place of discomfort that I believe is temporary. I do. But I just want her to get something out of this. I want her to understand me. And I want her to know that I would never tell her nothing wrong. She should know that. I've never told her nothing wrong. But it's difficult. It's difficult to get there. When you're dealing with someone that may not be as, what would they say? Equally yoked, right? Or equal. You're equal in the spirit realm, physical, emotional realm, right? You're equal. And not that my mother is beneath me, not that I'm above my mother. That's not what I'm saying at all. But just being equally yoked, right? Things tend to operate easier when the two are meshed and they're on the same level of zen and they're just operating in the same room. When one is operating in another room and the other's operating in something different, it sometimes can be chaotic. So I want my mom to get in a great room with herself and her personal growth as well. I want that for myself. And then I want us to be able to come together and really do whatever God has for us to do with what he's given us. And this is my first time talking about it. You know, I did speak with my homegirl about it when she was here. I was embarrassed, you know, and I apologized to her. And, you know, I love you, girl. That's my girl. And she just said, listen, like, it happens. And my mother did send me a text later on that evening. And I ain't gonna lie, the text pissed me off. The text pissed me off because I don't think that she got it. You know, she mentioned that, you know, she apologized about whatever she did wrong. And she mentioned that she wasn't going to be disrespected in her house. And she mentioned that it would be a good opportunity for us to discuss it on my mommy and me because we always don't get along. That's probably the only thing that she said in the text that I agreed with. I hate that she missed what I was trying to tell her from the get-go. And I hate that we are where we are. So y'all pray for us. Pray that we gain an understanding that we both need to be successful in whatever God has us to do. So it sucks. It sucks to be in that area of discomfort, but it's necessary. I want to say this before I close. Don't allow your emotions to cause you to lose out on what God has for you. Don't be so consumed. Don't let your emotions control you. That's basically what I'm saying. Don't give up your 80 for 20 because of a bad day or a rough season. Don't allow your emotions to have you saying or doing something that you can't take back. I'm really living on that. I'm really living on that because I have allowed my emotions to dictate so much of what I really didn't want. But because I was emotional at the time and I made an emotional decision, I can't backtrack on it because what's done is done. I live by that. If you think about every time that you've done some crazy shit, some wild ass shit, y'all, it's because you was in your emotions. It's because you was in your bag. It's because you was in your feelings. Do not allow your emotions to dictate your outcome. Woosah, take a minute. I'm telling you. Because you could lose something that you don't want to lose. And I'm speaking from experience in more ways than one. It takes a strong person to love you past their pain. Those people are far and few. They're very, very, God selected those people strategically to be able to love past pain. Not everybody can do that. Not everybody's going to do that. You may, if you're blessed enough to have one person in your life that loves you that much, that no matter what they do, they keep on loving you. Don't let your emotions cause you to lose them. And pray that they never stop loving you. Because once they're gone, you can't get them back. All right. I'm going to leave y'all with a little something, something. I am currently reading this book, The Purpose Driven Life. Let me show it to y'all. If you're listening on the podcast, this is Rick Warren, The Purpose Driven Life. I am rereading this book for the third time. Okay. This book is very powerful. It's great. It's a great read. And I recommend it for anybody that's just trying, that's just in a place of growth. I think that this book is awesome. This is my third time reading it. And I want to share something with you all. And this is me speaking to you as I speak to myself. And this really stuck out to me because this is kind of what I'm trying to do right now. And it reads, if you want your life to have impact, focus it. Stop dabbling. Stop trying to do it all. Do less. Prune away even good activities and do only that which matters most. Never confuse activity with productivity. You can be busy without a purpose, but what's the point? Y'all let that sink in. This is Talks with Ty, the podcast. Tonight, we talked about temporary discomfort for permanent growth, and I hope that it was a blessing to you. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at Talks with Ty. I have a Facebook page, Talks with Ty. And you can subscribe to my YouTube channel that's Touched by Ty Hair Co. And I do this segment on my YouTube channel. So I am on Touched by Ty Hair Co., which is my business name. And you can catch all the Talks with Ty podcasts up there. I may start a Talks with Ty YouTube channel. I'll see how this goes. And I'll go from there. But as always, Touched by Ty / Talks with Ty out. Peace.